SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We are considered as a refugee in Australia because my mother escaped from Tibet to Nepal and to India to seek refugee because our country was taken by China back in 1959. So basically my parents had to climb to Mount Everest overnight to escape and to seek refugee in India. My mom was pregnant with me when she exiled.
That was Tenzin Nagi telling us the story of herself and her mother. They are refugees from Tibet who have made new lives here in Australia. Sometimes, all we hear about migrant and refugees living in Australia are sensational headlines, fear campaigns, and dehumanising language. It's an issue that's divided our nation for a long time, in spite of our national anthem claiming that we have boundless plains to share. There are thousands of migrants and refugees living here, in cities, small towns, and regional communities. We hear the headlines, but so often, we don't know much about them. We don't know their names, their stories, or what their lives are like. And one simple reason for this is because they're peacefully settling into their new homes, finding friends and building community. My name is Ali Hanley. I've been creating audio stories and interviewing people for local radio and podcasts for almost a decade. And a little while ago, a woman in my community, Ginny, approached me, telling me all the reasons I simply had to collect and share the stories of the people she works with.
I work as an advocate for migrant women, helping migrant and refugee women to have a safe space to come together, to upskill and find economic independence. My purpose is also to listen to the multicultural community, to raise awareness as well of racism and its impact on our society, and convey this to all levels, including the government.
She was very convincing, and since then, she's been introducing me to all sorts of amazing women with incredible stories to tell about their lives before they came here and what made them leave their old lives behind to come to Australia and what their lives have been like since they got here.
Migrants in regional Victoria are not just people that have different coloured skin being stuck in the middle of nowhere. They're actually our neighbours, people we live with, people we make friends with, and people who contribute towards our community. And that's what we sometimes forget. We think that every time a migrant come in, we're helping them. No, we're actually growing, because before any migrant came into Australia, before colonisation in Australia, Australia was already a multicultural country. Our First Nations people have 260 languages and 600 to 800 dialects. So what we're doing every time a migrant arrives in Australia, we're adding to that layer of multicultural diversity. Migrants and refugees are often told to assimilate. They have to learn English, they have to do this, they have to do that. But if we want to live in a richer society, we need to listen to their voices and value what they bring, their culture, their food. There's so many things that they could contribute to. And that's what makes Australia such an amazing place to live in, our diversity.
In each episode of New Home, Ginny and I will be focusing on the incredible and sometimes harrowing life stories of migrant and refugee women who have settled in regional Victoria. These are important stories that deserve national recognition. Too often, women are framed as just the mother of the children, the wife of the male refugee, or the keepers of the culinary delights that we love to try from other cultures. But each has her own story, her own voice, and her own reasons for travelling across the world to put down new roots in a strange land. Some are fleeing persecution, some are seeking a better life for themselves and their families. In this series, we'll be hearing from women who have come from places like Sudan, Myanmar, and Tibet.
We bought a house last year, so this is another achievement for our parents to have a home to live so that they can call it as our second home. Obviously, our primary home is Tibet, but our second home is Australia, so yeah, they're happy. They're living good life in Bendigo.
Home here, I feel.
Listen to the series using your podcast app, the SBS radio app, or at sbs.com.au/newhome.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.